Gordo meets a new friend.
Yesterday evening, we headed out to the beach to see who we could run into out there, and it was beautiful out there. Waves crashing, people walking by on the boardwalk. And I talked to many people. One of those guys was a guy named Julio, who not only gave me a great segment of sports talk, but also an incredibly romantic story. Let's meet Julio.
Hey, how you doing, sir? Can I interview you for the media? We're in town for the Dallas Cowboys.
Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah. You know the Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah, they suck. I'm from Austin.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Did you grow up in Austin?
No, right here in Ventura, but then went to school at UT.
You did? You got the Longhorn tattoo and everything.
Yeah, for 4 years.
Did you graduate from there?
Yeah, nutrition, and I'm just out here, just relaxing right now. I have parents over here, too, so yeah.
About what year did you go to UT?
Graduated in 2020.
How is Texas different than in Oxnard and Ventura?
Well, look, sorry, can I cuss? Or?
I mean, you can cuss, just not on the air.
Oh, okay. Well, the beach, I love the beach. This is why I love coming back, because you can't get this perfect weather. In Austin, it's pure 90, 100, the humidity kills me. But look at this, the nice breeze. I'm like here all day too, just chilling, relaxing. Yeah, I love it out here in Oxnard.
What was your favorite thing to do in Austin?
In Austin, probably all the food trucks, going to football games, just, yeah, all the bars, 6th Street. I still love Austin. I still go back probably like 3 times a year to go visit. I still have friends over there. So, yeah.
So what did I catch you doing here tonight as you're walking along the beach? Are you heading home from a party, going to a party?
No, I was just at the beach for like 3 hours right now.
Just by yourself, just hanging?
Yeah, eating. Yeah, eat a salad.
Do you have any hot sports opinions about the Dallas Cowboys and what they need to do?
The Dallas Cowboys, let's see. They're not going to win the Super Bowl for sure. Like always.
Right.
Probably not in your lifetime or my lifetime, so that's all I can say about the Dallas Cowboys.
Hopefully our children's children.
Yeah.
Just children.
No, but yeah, but Oxnard's like a... Yeah. I don't know. I just don't like the Cowboys. Dak Prescott, Zeke. But what's his name? Micah Parsons? Well, they have like a bunch of studs out there too, but I don't know. They're always on TV. They're always talking about them. And I don't know. I think they're just a little bit too hype. But they got that big-ass stadium. But, yeah. Hopefully they do good. Well, how's the division? The Giants, okay. Carson Wentz with the Redskins. No. The Eagles, I don't know. So they'll probably win it. I don't know. They'll probably win like 10, 11 games probably, because they're... Division isn't that good, so yeah, that's pretty much it.
Will you let somebody hang?
Do you have any personal opinions of Jerry Jones?
Jerry Jones, well, he's just a baller, yeah. Everyone's scared of him, he's just a man. I wish I could be like him, but there's no one else that's gonna be like him. He's just a baller, I guess. He could do whatever he wants. He runs the whole state of Texas, well, like the NFL too, probably, behind Roger Goodell, but I still think he's like his, yeah, like his vice president or whatever, or he's still like, yeah.
You think he's ever killed a guy?
Killed a guy? Nah. He probably paid someone to do it, but not him, yeah, not him, yeah.
What's your favorite Valentine's Day memory?
Well, I got two. But one's weird. When I first turned 21, just with my girlfriend, we went to Jeffrey's. It's a really nice, fancy restaurant by the beach. Yeah.
Did you get lucky that night?
This is what I want to tell you from this last Valentine's Day. I was in Santa Monica, then I was just like going bar to bar, but then I just started talking to this girl, but she was like way older. She was like 20 years older. Then I was like, yeah, she invited me back home, and I did get lucky, but that was like the first time I was actually with like an older woman.
And yeah. What was different about it? The smell? I mean, just different techniques are used? What happened?
Different techniques, yeah.
Was she into weird stuff? Was she like, hey, wrap this garden hose around my neck?
No, she
just... the other side up over the joist?
I guess she just, like, getting choked anymore. All the women that age, I guess, they, like, rougher. They like it rougher, I guess, yeah.
Did she make any unusual requests?
No, just choke really hard, pulling the hair. That's it, but she finished, but I didn't finish. But at least I got some, yeah, but it was cool.
Which religion was she? Was she Methodist, Presbyterian? Did that come up?
I didn't ask. No, I was just probably talked to her at the bar for like 20 minutes. And we took an Uber back, went back to her place in Marina Del Rey and by Santa Monica, and yeah. That's where it happened.
And so how long did you guys go out for after that?
Yeah, it was just one night.
You didn't, no long-term relationship out of that?
No, well, she ghosted me.
You don't want to, oh, she did,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I was about to say, you didn't want to be weighted down by that anyway.
No,
I mean, you'd have to go on to a funeral pretty soon.
No, I
the grieving.
I texted her the next morning if she was like okay and stuff, and she didn't reply. And I called her like probably like 3 days after, and she like went straight to voicemail. Then I have an iPhone, and the messages were saying delivered anymore, so I guess she blocked me.
Well, that is a great Valentine's Day memory. Well, what's your name again?
Julio.
Julio, I'm Gordon. Nice to meet you, Julio, and I appreciate you talking.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it. Okay, yeah. Good to meet another Texas guy.
How is it?
Wow.
Why do you get information like that?
How is it? I asked him, you have a favorite Valentine's, just out of nowhere, and he immediately has one.
Very
it's a weird question.
And very detailed.
And then very detailed, right. And then doesn't that whole encounter just make you feel empty inside?
Yes, the whole thing.
She just ghosts him afterwards, and
he
keeps trying to connect with her, and she's done.
Did he say, I didn't finish, but at least I got some?
He said that he didn't finish, but she finished, but at least he got some.
God.
Then
how is he sharing that with a total stranger who's interviewing him with a microphone? God.
Meet some woman who's 20 years older than him, and he just chokes her for a night, and then that's it.
He's going to laugh about that for the rest of training camp. He got his material. He got what he was after, and
what
we did too.
About?
All right, it's 8:40.